Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 989, Tiny Luxuries by Colin Wright of exilelifestyle.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host and narrator here on the show where I read to you from some of the best blogs in the world, with permission, of course. Now, today's author, Colin Wright, is a well-known minimalist, and he's regularly narrated over on our other show, Optimal Living Daily. So if you like what you hear today, you'll probably enjoy that show too. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find it. Today, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you, so let's get right to it as we start optimizing your life. Tiny Luxuries by Colin Wright of exilelifestyle.com. With rare exceptions, I prepare every meal I eat. I've done this for almost 2 years now. Being able to take the time not just to learn to cook, but to prepare myself something nice, to acquire the right ingredients, to spend a half hour or more on preparation, to sit with my food and enjoy what I've made, I consider this to be a luxury. It's something I haven't always been able to afford to do time-wise, but I've very consciously set things up so that I'm able to today. I can sit down and read a book whenever I like. This has actually been a lifelong goal of mine, to be able to just indulge in a book even when it's not a weekend or a holiday. To have the time to feed my brain, to entertain myself, to enjoy the words for their own sake, and to do so till I'm ready to stop. It's not a monetarily expensive habit, but it's a luxury. I absolutely love that I get to play guitar throughout the day whenever I like. I typically sit down for 4 or 5 15-minute sessions in between other activities, learning new songs, but also playing whatever feels right in the moment. I frequently take long walks with no destination in mind, allowing myself to follow whatever catches my attention. Sometimes I end up at a coffee shop I didn't know about. Sometimes I discover a little nook of a museum and explore that for a spell. Sometimes I just meander through an unfamiliar neighborhood, mentally mapping that part of town, fleshing out my sense of place and context. When I sit down to work, I get to throw myself into unusual projects, take strange intellectual side paths, and follow my curiosity wherever it leads me. And I get to share what I find with millions of people around the world, some of whom reach out and say hello, they tell me about themselves, and share some of their own interests, discoveries, perspectives, and passions with me. We're trained from an early age to associate the word luxury with the spending of money, with gilded extravagance and overconsumption. But the world, life, is full of tiny luxuries, indulgences of the sort that are easy to overlook if you're not seeking them out and paying close attention. It's in the interest of people who want to sell you things, of industries that must sell you things to survive, to convince you that the world around you, the people around you, and you yourself are not enough, that you must coat these things with gold dust and expensive vestments if you want to reward yourself for all the time and effort you invest, all the energy you expend, all the work you do that isn't of itself fulfilling, but which will, you're told, pay off in the end. Not everyone will be so immensely pleased by reading, playing guitar, and taking long walks, but most of us have an abundance of potential interests, of activities, of intellectual and physical enthusiasms with which we might joyously fill our lives if we could only steal some time away from the pursuit of rewards we've been offered by entities with different goals from our own, and from the work we do to achieve those prepackaged goals. I'm absolutely not telling you that expensive alcohol, yachts, and high-end clothes can't be fulfilling, but I would argue that most of us are leaving low-hanging luxuries to rot on the vine and instead expending massive amounts of time, energy, and other resources pursuing things we've been trained to want, but which we may not actually benefit from owning or experiencing, not enough to balance out the price we pay to acquire them, at least. Just as minimalism isn't about owning as little as possible, but rather owning exactly the right things and no more than that, the idea here is to identify what's actually important to you, what actually makes you happy, what actually feels luxurious to you, and to pursue those things with the same ambition you might typically reserve for an expensive sports car or flashy new gadget. Most of us, for many reasons, aren't brought up to pay proper attention to these sorts of things, so it can take time to identify our actual, right-sized, us-shaped luxuries. But that time investment is worthwhile. And even if you don't already know what might fulfill you in this way, it's never too late to learn. Experiment broadly. Take note of the things you'd like to explore further and the little passions you're keen to cultivate, and allow yourself to periodically indulge in the smaller, simpler, strangely enjoyable aspects of life. Then begin to assess which of your goals aren't really your goals. Look at them one by one and allow yourself to consider that they may be inherited ambitions rather than something you yourself dreamed up. This process isn't about denigrating conventional milestones and traditional symbols of achievement. It's about rewiring your internal reward systems, your desire to grow and accomplish and flourish, so that they better align with your actual priorities and inclinations rather than someone else's. You just listened to the post titled Tiny Luxuries by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Thank you so much for your support and for listening each and every day. It's all thanks to you and to our authors for helping us get here. So have a great rest of your weekend if you are listening to me in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.